Scott Shepard drove from Lakeland to attend the protest after seeing the newly created Occupy Tampa Facebook page. He joined about eight Tampa Bay residents drawing up signs and strategies on the sunny afternoon.
And Michael Moore has tried to get this to expand to other cities. And they're trying to, some of the larger cities across the nation, San Francisco, Houston, Chicago, and Tampa, are supposed to be having occupation assemblies today. And they want to organize here and try to keep somebody here, a presence here, all the time like they're doing in New York City. And if anybody's been watching on live stream Global Revolution, they've encountered some friction with the NYPD, and they've got roughed up there. There's a few of them that's been arrested and injured.
After a week of ignoring the demonstrations, on Saturday, the St. Petersburg Times finally ran a caption and an Associated Press photo of the Occupy Wall Street protests on page 4B. Blake Westlake organized the Occupy Tampa protest and started a Facebook page the day before.
The Facebook page I started last night at about 6 o'clock. There was 40 likes on it by about 8:30. There was about 100 by the time I went to bed at 1 o'clock. And then when I woke up today, there's about 150. And there's about, I want to say, 10 or 15 people that said they would be here today. Like, I'm making signs right now, I'm calling my friends, I'm getting in the car, that sort of thing.
At the Occupy Wall Street protest, there are elements of democratic consensus building, such as holding votes for what their most pressing demands should be. Westlake said he may be incorporating those demands into the Occupy Tampa movement.
The first three are repeal the Patriot Act, end corporate personhood, and buy out the Federal Reserve. All of those have 98% votes.
Westlake said the group is trying to focus their goals on corporate corruption and not merely partisan aims.
I want to see people in the community get active about these sorts of things, regardless of what your particular, you know, demand or belief is. I want to see people come out and say, you know, we don't agree with Citizens United. We don't agree with, you know, $1.4 trillion on bailouts in the span of 6 months. We don't agree with this or that. And you see a little bit of that, you know, the Tea Party movement kind of coalesced a little around that, but they lost their way. You know, and I want to see people coming out and doing it for themselves, not because they have some movement telling them it's right to do.
The protesters plan to confront big businesses like Bank of America, which they say has benefited from government bailouts and influences America's financial policies. Chris Dorsey works for The Crow's Nest, a student-run newspaper at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and was excited to start planning strategies.
Our generation is kind of being screwed over in a lot of different ways. We've been at war for 75 years. The middle class is disappearing. 1% of the population owns 40% of the wealth. The top 20% of the population owns over 85% of the wealth. Even though we're getting educated and we're getting degrees, we don't have as many job opportunities. So it's just a lot of things that are kind of bubbling to the surface. And it's not even a liberal or a conservative thing. It's not even a Democratic or Republican thing. It's just the system itself is in need of a shakeup. And I am definitely one of those people who thinks something needs to be done.
Some media accounts have described Occupy Wall Street protesters as overeducated and underemployed. Sean Doyle has been out of work for a year and a half. He thinks he will have a hard time finding a job with his credit score. He thinks that Bank of America should pay back the money they were given by the government.
One of the main things I have against them is them getting bailed out, and even though the people seem to need a bailout more than the banks.
Many wealthy Americans have called proposed tax hikes on millionaires class warfare, but Westlake said the corporate tax rate is already at one of its record low points in U.S. history and that they should pay their fair share.
Why not just put the Bush tax cuts back on the shelf, you know, repeal those? You know, they were wildly unpopular. Everybody except a very small but loud minority was saying they need to go. You know, you don't balance the budget by giving, you know, the biggest taxpayers in the country no tax burden, and then giving the middle class a small tax burden.
Presidential candidate Mitt Romney has been criticized for his opinion that corporations are people. Westlake said that the legal definitions of corporations have strayed considerably from their original intent.
And originally, when the Constitution was chartered, corporations were limited in what they could do. They had to specifically fulfill certain criteria in what they were going to do to benefit the public. And once they were completed with that mission, they were often disbanded. And you don't see that anymore. Instead, what you see is you create a person that lives forever, can accumulate wealth with no sorts of holds or constraints on that, who's then able to protect themselves from individuals in a way that individuals cannot protect themselves from corporations.
As of Monday morning, the Occupy Tampa Facebook page had more than 400 likes. The group is mainly focused on preparing to join a U.S. Day of Rage on October 6th at 9 in the morning, again in downtown Tampa's Likes Gaslight Park. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.